Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's go. Baseball's a boring show. On with you till 3 o'clock. That's Gordo Playtesi. Say hello. All right, I'm Rob Bradford. What?
Do I know this song?
Sure. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Is this going to be in your wedding playlist? DJ or band?
DJ.
Oh. Like, two for two. Open
Which
bar
NL batting champion used this song as a walk-up?
Luis Arise.
Jeff McNeil.
All right. Well, speaking of Luis Arise, we have on the guy who proclaimed that Luis Arise is the best hitter he's ever faced.
What a transition.
That really is. Rich Hill, friend, family member of the Baseball's Been Boring program, the only person who has ever in the history of baseball flown down on Spirit Airlines to do two radio broadcasts and still pitched in a professional game the same year. That happened last night. Rich, how are you?
Rob, what's going on? How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Oh my goodness!
Paid for the water too. That was yeah. Like to again, the generosity of Spirit Airlines has no reach. So that is goes beyond boundaries.
it's like moth to a flame, Rich. All I have to mention is paying for water on Spirit Airlines.
That gets you going.
That just gets you going. I tell you, go ahead.
Yep.
No,
I had the middle seat. I had the middle seat on both legs of the flight down here to Norfolk and couldn't have been happier. Met some wonderful people on the plane. We had a two-hour delay on the runway. All things are good. I appreciated it. It was great. We get to fly down here, first of all, which I was like totally with the new, combination of the unionizing of the minor leagues. I think it's great. They were able to get flights, anything over. I think it's a six-hour bus ride. They have to take a flight, so. Things are improving. It's great.
Well, okay, this leads me, before we get to the brass tacks of what happened in Norfolk last night, the question, you're leading right into the question I've been asking baseball players for the last 3 weeks. You have a middle seat. Do you stake claim to both armrests?
I think that's the priority of the – that is a given rule on every plane flight for anyone who's sitting in the middle seat. It was Southwest. We flew Southwest down here, and I would have rode on the back of a wagon to get down here to pitch. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, it was enjoyable. So
how did you end up with the middle seat?
I got it went in order of appearance. Yeah, there you go. It was order of appearance. So you get there early, you get a better designation. I got there on time and got what I got.
Well, they are testing you in so many ways, Rich, but you're passing every test. I was watching you pitch last night, and we've obviously, you know, I was at your showcase. I talked to you just the other
day
on the baseball.
Thank you for coming, by the way. Thank you for that.
I was spreading the word, man. Like, you look good to me. I don't know. Like, you look good to me, and obviously the Red Sox thought the same thing. But you know, all the way up until last night, you know, I had seen your progression, but last night you get your big chance. And I was watching you, and I was saying this earlier, Rich. I was on Nesson pregame show, and you were showing it live. I'm like, this is like a Rich Hill highlight reel. First of all, you were working like crazy quick. Like, awesome. We forget how quick you work. And second of all, it was like, it was just, you were blowing by 87-mile-an-hour fastballs by guys. You were dropping curveballs. They had no clue. You probably will downplay it, but all I'm telling you is how I saw it yesterday. How did you feel it went?
Well, I felt great. The ball came out of my hand the way that I wanted it to. You know, you're always working. You continuously work. That's part of the process, and that's the one thing that, you know, as we've talked about many times on the podcast, is the main focus for really anything that you want to achieve is just putting in the time and the effort, and that's something that, you know, you have to do. And I enjoy that part of it. I enjoy the work. I enjoy the, you know, the day in and day out of the task at hand.
So what were you most pleased with coming out of that outing yesterday?
Really, the way the ball came out of my hand. And that's as simple as, you know, whoever I talked to, or if anybody asked for, you know, maybe advice or whatever it might be, that's really what it comes down to, is, you know, that simple mindset towards the process of how are you going to kind of make things small and remove yourself from the outcome and focus in on the moment. And, you know, that's really it. If there's one thing, it's just having the baseball come out of your hand as many times as possible. And, you know, if every guy did that and had that approach, I would bet on him every time.
So before Gordo asks his question, you know, I do want to ask about you pitch well. I think that Rich, we can say that things went well for you yesterday, right? I mean, I'm not talking about the ball coming out of your hand. I'm just talking about results. You know, you were pleased with the results, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, a lot of boxes were checked. I think also waking up today and feeling really good and going into today, there's a lot of positives that came out of it. So, yeah. So that was a huge, step moving forward. So, you know, take care of today, take care of what I need to do today to get ready for the next one.
So what is number one, when is the next one? And did you get any feedback from sort of the staff there? You know, how do you feel about things going forward, and what is the plan going forward?
I don't know when the next outing is, Dan, pitching coach here, and Chad, manager, obviously everybody knows who Rich Gedman is, and if you don't, you should look him up. it was all positive feedback, and, you know, from some guys in Boston as well. So very good, and moving in the right direction. So there's nothing, you know, really, I just, you know, the approach, the aggressiveness, the conviction behind every pitch, the intensity behind every pitch is what I can control. And that's what that was really the goal, to go out there and just, again, I know it's repetitive. I know it gets, maybe a little mundane to hear, but the ball came out of my hand the way I wanted it to.
No, that's good. I mean, I think that's in hitter's reaction. So, I mean, those two things. But, Gordo, what do you got?
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
So, you yesterday were about 2 innings, 28 pitches. Have they communicated to you whether they think you're going to build up more than that, or is it just kind of see where things go and they'll just kind of come to you when they know what they need?
Well, I think I'm open to any role, really. And that was kind of the conversations that I had with Craig, a week ago, a week and a half ago, just as far as being able to be slotted wherever the need may be. So I think that's kind of an exciting part too, being given the opportunity, which I'm tremendously grateful for. but also being able to have the flexibility to say, you know, hey, this guy could open, this guy could do long relief, this guy could come in and be a one-inning guy, you know, two hitters, whatever it might be, or start in any capacity. So I think the flexibility is there, and that you know, gives AC and the whole staff, you know, good options moving forward.
Rich Hill joins us from Norfolk. And Rich, you know, like you said, it was great to see your results, the ball coming out of your hand. How did you feel? The riding the bike thing is a cliche, but it's true.
Right.
Did it feel like last year, let's say, you know, when you're rolling with the Pittsburgh Pirates, did you feel immediately like the same pitcher that you did then? And I know that you're always developing things and working on things. For instance, right, we had talked in the podcast about how they were even like tweaking a sweeper for you in your first bullpen session in Worcester. So, but did it feel like once you get out there, did it feel okay? You know, this is the guy I was when I was getting major league hitters out last year.
Yeah. And that's another, you know, kind of, I don't know, piece of advice or whatever. I'm not handing out advice here, but just knowing what you do best and sticking with it. So, you know, really the meat and potatoes of everything that I'm going to go out there and control is how the breaking ball is shaped and the fastball. You know, it might be all of 87, 88, but it's also how it's delivered, how the approach is to the hitter. And, you know, something that I've always believed in and continue to convey is that something happens between the mound and the plate that we just can't explain. You know, you see it with guys that just have that conviction behind the way that they throw the ball, the way that they swing the bat. You know, there's a level of intensity behind that no matter what the outcome is, whether that, you know, ground out, fly out, home run, grand slam, line drive double, strikeout, however, you know, from the hitting side and the pitching side, you know, you can see it in the player. And that's just a consistent effort, you know, everybody brings on a daily basis. And I think that's something that, obviously, you know, yesterday I wanted to do it was, you know, didn't expect anything from results or outcomes, but just really was focusing in on the moment.
So for those who didn't watch the game, the AAA game last night, it ended with fireworks. Christian Campbell and Roman Anthony both going deep.
Yeah.
At the end. What was it like for you?
Roman Anthony hit a home run. I don't know if it's landed yet. I'd like to say that. Campbell's, you know, he's been tremendous since he's got here, the way he's swinging the bat. I think Red Sox fans should be extremely excited about what is coming, you know, up to Boston and the future of the franchise. So, you know, you look at Kyle Teal, see how he's doing behind the plate, how he's taking his at-bats, just the way he's handling himself. Roman Anthony is, what, 20, 21 years old. He's, you know, well beyond his years. Same with Campbell, well beyond his years, the way they handle themselves. So I think, really, from my experience and what I know in the time frame that I've been able to play this game is, you know, seeing these guys that are coming up the pipeline is extremely exciting. You have Richard Phipps, who's throwing the ball extremely well. Other guys like Guerrero, Horn, who's obviously, I think, been up there. Quinn Priester, who was recently acquired from the Pirates, if I'm correct. Shugart, who threw, I believe he threw last night, just electric arms and, you know, ability that you're starting to see. That's, again, it's exciting for Red Sox fans. I know the focus is today and obviously on winning today, but, you know, in the years to come, it's going to be in good hands.
So Rich Hill, 44 years old, Kyle Teal, 22 years old. What's it like pitching to a guy literally half your age?
I think that's what's great about baseball is that once we step on the field, everybody's speaking the same language. So it's been said before in that regard, but, you know, no matter where you come from, what your background is, how old you are, how young you are, you know, we all love playing the game and speak the same language when we get out there. So the respect is, level of respect is, you know, goes without saying. So he's been incredible. You know, loves the game. You can tell he has a tremendous just intensity for the game, the way he goes about it. And I think some of that you know, the consistency will start to come as the experience starts to get under his spikes, so to speak. So, you know, it was great throwing to him last night, extremely attentive, reminded me of a young Christian Vasquez. So that's something that, you know, again, it's exciting to see. Obviously, you know, being from the area and understanding the pride that everybody takes in the Red Sox, and you know, just the way these guys go about their business, you know, hard 90s down to first, just the, again, the effort on the field. And I know that's what people appreciate when they buy the ticket to go see a game in Fenway. And you know, again, that's what's coming.
Well, two things we can be certain of. Next week, you will have be the first person with a Baseballs and Boring hat. It'll probably be, it might be flat brim to take, you know, if you wear that, you look a lot younger. I speak from experience. And we'll,
Do I have to shave?
You know, as you said in the podcast, you know, instead of, you can come in with like your dad look or whatever it is. It doesn't make a difference.
My Costco outfit.
Yeah, Costco outfit. Yeah. And we'll have
I'm a big Costco guy.
Save that, please. And also we will also give you the Baseballs and Boring skateboard, because that also like takes years off. And
hello, kids.
Fellow kids. but listen, you look spry. You look like you had a spring in your step yesterday, Rich. You look great. And as always, it's everybody here loves watching you pitch and loves hearing from you, so we appreciate it.
No, thank you, guys. You've been tremendously supportive, as you know. It's been, you know, awesome to feel that support, and you know, just continue to keep going on my end. And thank you as always.
All right,
appreciate you.
All right, the great Rich Hill. Rich Hill, thanks so much. And he,
thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rich. And he is checking in on the Baseballs and Boring program from Norfolk, Virginia, the only place you can get reaction to the outing yesterday. After the break, after we do the train, after the break, I do want to get Gordo's perspective of that conversation, what Rich Hill said. I think there's some nuggets to pick through, and I could see Gordo's heart rate going through the roof when he started talking about Christian Campbell and Roman Anthony. Yep. So a lot to get to, but first we got to try.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And we're entering dangerous territory.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's one of these things. Producer Jake, have you ever been in Norfolk?
No.
No.
What's striking is you drive there and there's like enormous aircraft carriers everywhere. You don't realize how big an aircraft carrier is till you see one. Let it be said, let it be done. There are certain things in life which are known to be true. A, aircraft carriers are big. B, Rich Hill will always shop at Costco for his clothes. I don't know what C is. I know what C is.
It's death, taxes, and Rich Hill shopping at
Costco. The Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150. Official truck of the Red Sox. And we are broadcasting from the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. This is the Baseballs and Boring Show program, show, whatever you want. Not podcast, radio show. Baseballs and Boring at BB isn't boring every single day. We don't even take weekends off. Today, we dropped a Nick Green episode. Nick Green, former Red Sox great, current Braves broadcaster. Go check that out. We talk about broadcasting, which I can talk about all the live long day. Like, I love talking about broadcasting, the state of broadcasting, all of it. And we get into, he actually makes a pretty good case. Everyone's so down on the Braves, but the Braves could win too. The Braves could do it. They could, for the same reason we were talking about. All you just need the starting pitching. That's what you need.
And they have it.
He's a big Costco guy.
He's a big Costco guy.
No, hey. I don't. Everyone's down on the Braves. Just it's all relative to expectations. Like they're bordering on a playoff spot, but they could get in, and they if healthy at that time, they've got the firepower in the offense, and they've got the probable Cy Young winner plus Max Fried.
Like, yeah, well, can make a run. So one of the things, well, no, before we get to this question that I posed earlier to you, because we're talking about the rest of baseball. Shohei Ohtani hits the walk-off grand slam, 40-40 guy. Yay, Ohtani. And everyone on social media today were like, why can't I see it? Ohtani, please play on the East Coast so we can see these great things. I had proclaimed early in the week about, you know, who is the best player in baseball right now. I made my statement, and it was not Shohei Ohtani. I do want to ask you that. But before we do that, I want to get your take on the Rich Hill interview, which, by the way, will be up on the Baseball Isn't Boring feed. Toot sweet very soon. Toot sweet is like very soon, right? Is that right?
Toot tweet?
Toot sweet.
Toot, I've never heard that before.
You never
Toot sweet?
Yeah. Look it up.
Toot sweet.
Google Translate.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's going to be up on the Baseballs and Boring feed very soon, the Rich Hill conversation. Always good, always fun, always entertaining, always insightful.
Yeah, baseball, I'm a big Costco guy.
A big Costco guy. Confirmed.
Might be his best attribute right
big
there.
Costco, whether it's, you know, you're buying the Dockers, you're buying the, you know, what do you, oh, you get the protein bars?
Yes, everything Kirkland.
All right.
Automatically good.
Okay, there you go. All right. Besides that, besides big Costco guy, Gordo Playtesi, what was your takeaways from the Rich Hill conversation?
Well, obviously good to hear that he's feeling good and that he's feeling good the next day. That's obviously, as we've seen, like I just think back to Garrett Whitlock's rehab start where it's like, oh yeah, I threw the ball well, and then he wakes up the next day and it's not good, and then bang, he's done.
Yeah, that was a subtle part that he brought up.
Yeah.
Again, confirmed Rich Hill woke up this morning feeling good.
Yeah.
Confirmed I did not feel good when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, yeah. That made one of us.
Yeah.
But no, it's good to hear that he's feeling good, but yeah, I mean, what sticks out to me is just hearing how he talks about some of those kids down there. That like I couldn't even get the full question out. He needed to gush about the Roman Anthony home run. Like that thing. I mean, if you look at the highlight, you can't even see the ball come off his bat.
Yeah. Well, so it is interesting because he's just being dropped into this, right? He's seeing these guys. He's got fresh eyes on
right.
him. Fresh arm, fresh eyes for Rich Hill.
Fresh everything.
Yes. So when you look at those guys is another conversation we can have, which is one that's been brought up before. Of these guys, of the big four, and it's not even like, oh, I want, you know what we could say? There's a big four. No, it's a big four now. That's what it is.
I think I officially subscribed to that last night.
Yeah, well,
I tried to like take my time.
It's not even a question anymore. It's because this is a results business, right? So Christian Campbell, Kyle Teal, Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer. So before we get to me wanting to get you to commit to who is going to be the cream of the crop when it comes to next year with those guys, I do any other takeaways from the Rich Hill conversation?
Kyle Teal compared to Christian Vasquez. I thought that was an interesting.
All right.
And then you brought up in the break his quote about in between the mound and the plate.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people.
6 inches.
You know, a lot of people were saying this is what his fastball was. I think it averaged, what did it average?
It topped out at just under 88. So I believe average.
Averaged like 87, right? Yeah. So people were sort of like, yeah, give me a break. And I'll defer to two things. Number one, look at the highlights or just watch the game last night in Norfolk. Yeah, he kept talking about the way the ball kept coming out of his hands. But as I also said in passing, the hitter's reaction is everything. The hitter's reaction to everything. And you looked at those with that as you simulated in the break, the Rich Hill, like leg flying out, like following the baseball, like max effort, where he throws the 87 mile an hour fastball and the hitter's reaction is like it's 95. And that's how it is. And so what you're referencing, what Rich Hill said, which is something happens between, you know, when you release the ball and when it gets to the hitter, right?
Yeah.
Something happens. And that's always how it's been with him. I remember when he went on that run with the Red Sox that really salvaged his career, propelled his career, was in 2015, where he goes on this four-star run in September, is dominant, and he's throwing 90-mile-an-hour fastballs that are just, like, popping by guys.
And that's the thing, is that's never – the velocity on the fastball has never been what it's about with Rich Hill. So it's not like you can look at a number on his average fastball velocity and make a statement about what Rich Hill's going to be. Because, again, it's what you said. It's about the hitter's reaction. It's about the pairing of that with his curveball. That's his bread and butter.
And, you know, people should listen every time Rich, because he likes talking about the wonkiness of this stuff, right? So every time Rich Hill talks, people should listen. Young players should listen. And because he wants to talk about this more than, hey, this is going to be my plan going forward. Like, you can tell. We were trying to get it out of him. When are you going to pitch next? What were they saying to you? Like, how awesome were you? No, you wanted to talk about the process of it all. Which is fine. This is cool. So, but as you said, Gordo, you got most excited about him talking about the prospects. All right, before we get to my who is the best player in baseball, I want Gordo's take. Mark it down right now. I didn't say it.
We're going to say it.
Mark it down right now. Mark it down right now on with 9 days before you become Mr. What's your wife's name?
Marissa.
No, what's her last name?
Oh, Kirschenbaum.
Mr. Kirschenbaum.
I'm taking her name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Mix it up
a little.
Polite. They're paying for the wedding. Are they? Like, they're not. I just want to find out who's paying for the open bar. Who's paying for the open bar? You can be honest.
The open bar, that's Marissa's dad. That's Marissa's family. Right?
Thank you. What's his name?
Warren.
Thank you, Warren. I will go up to Warren and say thank you in person. I look forward to that. All right, but as we sit here 9 days out from Mr. Gordo Kirschenbaum.
That's my name. Don't worry it out.
who is ranked right now, this time next year? This time next year, when you're heading in almost your year anniversary of Wedded Bliss, the top four, the four guys, rank them.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Okay, I know who I'll put number one.
Rank him. I don't care.
Anthony will be numero uno right there. By the end of next year?
By this time next year.
Yeah. So give me Roman Anthony number one.
Roman Anthony number one. Established major leaguer by this time next year.
To be honest with you, Rob, I think if they get the opportunities, and like obviously this organization has a lot of depth of position.
It's going to be a four-way tie for
American League. I'm not saying it's going to be a four-way tie, but I'm saying they're all going to be established big leaguers.
Like, by this time next year.
I really think so.
Okay.
But again, it's all based on the opportunity. I don't know if the opportunity is going to be there.
All right. Okay. Roman Anthony, number one, established major leaguer, rookie of the year candidate.
I'll go Roman Anthony, number one.
Yep.
Kyle Teal, number two.
Ooh. All right.
Just because I think he's going to settle in as that catcher. And the offense, maybe it'll come right away. Maybe it won't, but he's going to be.
They have a very – I know that everyone's talking about – potentially trading Connor. They have a luxury, I feel like, right now.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think enough people are talking about how that's going to have to shake out, too. Like, the outfield.
Well, no, I mean, because you have the luxury of one guy hits from left side, one guy hits from the right side. There you go. That's it.
It's true, but, like, are you really – like, if Kyle Teal is everything that everyone thinks –
Well, right now, this is the wake-up call right now. It's been a very, very short time in AAA. But why Roman Anthony – as much as we sing the praises of Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell tearing it up, Kyle Teal is struggling, like offensively.
Yes.
This is how it is.
But that, I'm not saying just roll Kyle Teal out full-time and I don't even – Mickey Gasper backs him up. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I like what Danny Jansen's done. I wouldn't mind signing him on for a year – and you could sell high on the value that Connor Wong's giving.
All right, so you're going with Roman Anthony, Kyle Teal.
And Oh man. I mean, this one, it's literally just such an opportunity-based thing.
The Christian Campbell.
I don't want to put either listen, of them forth. They're all so good.
I like you personally. You were seduced by interviewing Marcelo Meyer, but
Marcelo Meyer has superstar written.
But here's the thing, Gordo. With this whole like Marcelo Meyer, Christian Campbell. Right now is the epitome of recency bias. Like, this is it.
Well, recency bias, Christian Campbell is Barry Bonds.
But that's what I'm talking about, though, is that, you know, Marcelo Meyer now, it's sort of like, this is a weird comparison, but it's right on. And this is why Baseball Isn't Boring is so awesome, because my comparisons are off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
But Tristan Casas, when we were taking calls a couple of weeks ago, and people were like, oh, man, get this guy out of town. Trade him.
Yeah, where are those calls?
Hold on. He's just like, I don't like how he talks. I don't like what he says. You know why? Because he wasn't playing. And I would come in and say, well, you know, since June 1st to April 20th, when he got hurt, you had the 7th best OPS in all of baseball. I don't care. I don't like how the way he talks. I don't like the way he acts. He's sunbathing in the outfield, all of that. So that's where we're at with Marcelo Meyer to an extent. We are getting he's hurt too much. Is he as good as he really we made him out to be? Look at all these guys in the drafts. Look at Jackson Merrill, drafted in the same draft, high school shortstop. All these things are piling up. Yet, what I will say is that Marcelo Meyer has played the majority of the year. Marcelo Meyer, when he did play in AA, was really, really good, right? We can't forget that. But people are willing to forget that because they're smacked in the face with the awesomeness of Christian Campbell right now.
No,
is there anything I said wrong?
No, you're not wrong. All right, and the recency bias of Christian Campbell having an OPS over 1,000, he's now played three levels this year. And I know he's only
can't ignore that either, because when you go, this is what happened with Duran too. People forget every level that Duran went to up until when he struggled in the major leagues, he excelled at.
Right.
It was like, this guy's hitting 350. This guy's hitting 350. It's the same thing with Christian Campbell. And you can't discount. People have to remember, too, this is not a 20-year-old. This is not Roman Anthony. If Roman Anthony, you know, is struggling, oh, well, he's 20 years old. Like Christian Campbell, there is a timeline here where Christian Campbell has to be good. Like, as a college kid, your window of opportunity isn't that great. But
what do you mean by that?
Well, if you're a college kid, it's because you're usually about what? Oh, let's say 2 or 3 years older than other people who may be at the same level you are sometime. So if that's the case, if you get to the major leagues, then, you know, you're getting to the major league. Like Jaron Duran, perfect example. Jaron Duran, college kid, right? He's almost 28 years old.
You're saying because they'll get to the big leagues later because they get the later jump.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're sort of like. Right. In other words, if you're 26 years old, and this is unfair to all 26-year-old baseball players, but it's the reality. If you're 26 years old and still in AAA, people are like, yeah, but he's 26 years old. Like, and that's unfair. And it's not always like a death knell, but that's how it is. All I'm saying is that we shouldn't discount what Christian Campbell is doing because he's advanced. He's played 2 more years of baseball, whether it's in college or in single A. He's played 2 more years of baseball, so he's at a level where he should be knocking on the door.
Let's be honest here, too. I think you look at the big three, the original big three, Meyer, Anthony, and Teal, and you look at where they were drafted, first-round picks, and in Anthony's case, a comp pick after the first round. Then you got Christian Campbell. He's a fourth-round pick, and like those guys have success, too, but it takes a little bit more of like a prove yourself for people to buy in.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Exactly. If Christian Campbell, it's a great point by you. If Christian Campbell was a first round pick instead of a fourth round pick, we wouldn't be like, oh, you know who else is in the conversation?
We'd had a big four.
He would have been on one of those stools at Winter Weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't see Christian Campbell there. Maybe he was there. I don't know. I didn't see him there though.
No, yeah, no way he was there.
I saw Nick York there. You know why? Because he was a first round pick.
Oh my God! There you go. Nick York, first-round pick, was on there, even though he wasn't – like, even at that point, even before the season, he wasn't seen as, honestly, even close to the level as the three guys he was sitting next to up there. But he was a first-round pick.
And also, if you go to MLB Pipeline, the prospect rankings, and I think it's – correct me if I'm wrong – Marcelo Meyer first, right?
Yep.
Then Kyle Anthony, then Teal – But I believe Braden Montgomery,
yes,
the first round pick of this year, is ahead of Christian Campbell.
He is, yeah.
So this is what we're talking about. Braden Montgomery is like, you know, he might be great. He might be awesome. But once you're labeled with that, and once you're labeled as a fourth round pick, the extreme of that, we had the conversation on Baseball is a Boring podcast with Nestor Cortez of the Yankees, 37th round pick. And he makes such a good point. When you're this 37th round pick, teams are looking for ways to get rid of you. If you're a first or second round pick, teams are looking for ways to keep you. That's it.
Well, it's also, you look at like the Nick York trade. Who do they trade him for? Another former first round pick. They got that pedigree. There's a reason they
were first round pick. That's one thing I would like to talk to Rich Hill too about is Quinn Priester. Quinn Priester, who he was in the same organization with in Pittsburgh last year. True. Yeah, you're welcome for that. That's all right, you're welcome for all of it. At BB Isn't Boring, Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We're going to be with you till 3 o'clock. I still haven't gotten Gordo's take on who is the best player in baseball. Who is the best? Don't say it. Who is the best player in baseball? We are live at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo. Producer Jacob behind the glass. We're going to be back right after this. I would like to do... We had... By the way, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Gordo for Play Tessie.
What's up? What's up?
Joe Kelly, who owns the LLC for Baseball Isn't Boring. So, technically, he's my boss.
Good boss?
He's my boss.
A good boss?
Yeah, I think so. He lets me do what I want. I don't
have
to
micromanage.
I don't have to clear interviews with him.
Okay, that's
none of that. He also gives awesome content every once in a while. I don't know if you saw what he did coming off the mound the other day.
What did he do?
He never disappoints, man.
What did he do off the mound?
He struck out. No, there was a guy at first. Guy got caught stealing to end the inning. And so the other I forget what the other team was, but they were like, oh, let's go to review. And Kelly's walking off the mound just simulating, like, putting headphones on, like mocking them. Yeah, sure, go put the headphones on. He's out. He just walks to the dugout, like, by mocking them with his headphone gesture.
Unsuccessful challenge?
Yeah, of course. Okay. You know, like, yeah.
Okay.
So, so anyway, we had the owner and CEO, Joe Kelly, had reached out. He wanted a song for Baseball Isn't Boring, jingle. Yeah. We never got one. So I feel like we almost have to take it upon ourselves and find people who are part of our Baseball Isn't Boring family and form a band. And that song reminded me that maybe we could have Rich Hill play the cowbell.
Oh, the cowbell.
Right?
Yes.
I need more cowbell, Rich. I need more cowbell. That now, if you went up to Rich Hill and said, hey, we're going to make a TikTok of you playing cowbell, he would have no idea what we're talking about, but he'd do it.
I was going to say, would he know what TikTok is?
I love the fact that he immediately, after his showcase, put on the Japanese Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt.
Yeah, that was awesome. I saw the video of him pitching, and then I saw the video that you took of him doing the interview. I was like, oh, he put on the Japanese
Baseball Isn't Boring shirt. Baseball Isn't Boring shirt. All right, well, speaking of our friends in Japan, Shohei Ohtani, 40-40. Grant walk-off grand slam. Everyone's saying this guy is unbelievable. He's the best player in all of baseball. Well, I beg to differ. I can't back off my statement, my wasabi hot take. We love the people at Wasabi. We love the people at McFarland. My wasabi hot take. Earlier this week, I said, let it be said, let it be done. Yeah. Let it be said, let it be done. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player in all of baseball. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, Gordo.
Well, I always have to start these discussions with
by saying question. I like him personally.
I do like him personally.
Okay.
And I also like Shohei Ohtani personally. But am I considering Shohei Ohtani what he is today, or is it what he is when he's at his full strength, when he's pitching?
Whatever, is it, man. Today?
No, because it's two different answers. Because if he's pitching, it's just Shohei.
Let's do it. Next year, day one.
It's Shohei.
Okay, you're wrong.
He's 40-40 and pitching.
Okay.
And like a borderline ace pitcher.
That's great.
That's crazy.
That's great.
Oh, Rob, it's
Bobby Witt Jr. is better.
I love Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr. Is he number two for you? Bobby Witt Jr.? The Bobby Witt Jr. Gunnar Henderson conversation, it's not even a conversation.
No, that's not a discussion. I'm thinking about him compared to Aaron Judge because that's also an interesting conversation because it's Bobby Witt, the all-around stud who obviously you can see his offensive numbers, but he plays a great defense as shortstop and he's fast out of his mind. And then you got Aaron Judge who's putting up offensive numbers we basically haven't seen since Barry Bonds. And there is no player in baseball that is on your mind throughout a batting lineup like Aaron Judge is.
All fair points.
It's
all fair points. Experience. All fair points, Gordo. But it's not close.
Otani at full strength.
Otani's close. I'm still going with Bobby Witt Jr., but it's not close with Witt Jr. and Judge. And your point about like being on the mind in the lineup is such a good one. That is so impactful and such a reality where you just know where he's looking. It's like Yordan Alvarez.
What? Yeah, like you're
which, by the way,
the seventh inning.
Can we just say this? Let's celebrate player of the week. Out of the year, Gordo. Out of the year, not even close. Brennan Bernardino striking out Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
That was the out of the year.
Unbelievable.
It was bases loaded, two outs, Red Sox up by two. Yordan Alvarez, who has a .368 batting average against left-handed pitching. Yordan Alvarez, who had the best OPS of any player since the beginning of the month. Yordan Alvarez, who is undeniably one of the most feared hitters in baseball. You have Alex Cora has to make a decision here. Do you leave Weissert in? Yordan Alvarez is worse against righties, but not bad, but worse. Or do you bring Brennan Bernardino, you bring him in, lefty on lefty, even though he's hitting .368 again.
Even though he hit a homer off Bernardino, I believe, 10 days prior.
But he brings him in, and the one thing about Bernardino, which is you cannot measure, analytics won't prove it, but we saw it earlier in the year in Baltimore.
That was the inning.
This was still the out, because if Alvarez does his Alvarez stuff, it's at least a tie game, and you lose the game. Bullpen's on fumes.
Rob, we're having a completely different conversation.
It was the biggest out of the year, and Bernardino, what he did, you go through all the analytics, and I haven't talked to Cora about this, and I don't think he sort of addressed it after the game, but there has to be an element of like what Bernardino has proclaimed in the past. It's like, you think this is a big deal for me? You know, trying to like find a place to live as a 20-year-old, as a parent, you know, like all that stuff. Like when you see him, he does not give anything, right? He does not care who you are. And I know Freddie Freeman got to him. It doesn't matter. Like that's the guy in that moment that you want. There is not going to be, and even there was no celebration. There's no celebration.
Yeah, just walks off.
There's just like, yeah, you know what? Like I'll kick you in the face again. Like that's what it is.
But the Freeman thing too, Rob, like,
well, he wasn't pitching well then.
No, he wasn't, but it's like that's not even like a thought in the back of his mind when he steps on the mound to face, honestly, Yordan Alvarez, a better hitter than Freddie Freeman, marginally, but they're both incredible. It's like that could be a thought in the back of your mind, but Bernie steps up, doesn't mess around, three straight strikes, that's it.
The biggest out of the year. So it comes back to, again, I guess Yordan Alvarez is the reason why I brought it up, because I think he's maybe in the definitely top five hitters. But the reason I go with Bobby Witt Jr. is like, as much as you say, look at what Otani can do. He can pitch. He can hit. He can do all this. The different facets of what Bobby Witt Jr. can do on a baseball field at the absolute top best level. If you go to his Baseball Savant page, it's all hundreds.
It's all hundreds.
Hitting, fielding, running, and that's not hyperbole. He's the fastest guy in baseball, sprint speed. He's the best outs above average, I believe, in baseball. He has a batting average. I know everyone like batting average, you know. Like
that's the best.
Whatever. The best batting average, not even close.
Tons of power.
Right? 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases, all of it. Like that, you can say the thing about Otani, but this is another way to look at an Otani-esque performance. I am right. Tell me I'm wrong. 617-779-7937. I dare you all of you. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player in baseball.
Call him up and tell him that Shohei Ohtani can pitch.
Tell me. Everyone's milling about here with the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. It is so awesome. It is so awesome. And by the way, the Red Sox on WEI is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Make it the best summer ever with Ford by joining the Bronco family or getting the made-for-you New England Edition F-150 official truck of the Red Sox. Well, this is the official awesome show of today. The Baseball Isn't Boring show. I'm Rob Bradford. That's Gordo. Jacob behind the glass. Join the fun. We'll be back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.